There have been small pharmacies in communities all across Missouri that have been gobbled up by nonprofit hospitals because of those advantages. And while on the surface it may sound like big deal, they still have a pharmacy. What I would say to your listeners is go to Southern Missouri to some of those hospital-owned pharmacies. And I'm not saying they offer none of these services, but they're less likely to offer the services that I'm about to share with you. And those services would be adherence packaging, compounding, pediatric flavoring, hospice services for end-of-life care, after-hours emergencies, pediatric and adult vaccines for diseases like meningitis and polio and tetanus. A lot of the hospital-owned pharmacies don't mess with that or don't offer that service. Test and treat for common respiratory illnesses like the flu and strep throat. Long-term care at home for patients who can't drive. There is a special billing program through Medicare for assisted living patients, nursing homes, and long-term care patients. And then also, a lot of hospital-owned pharmacies do not do deliveries, so they don't provide that services to patients who need that.